Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally, totally grateful. I want to thank our sponsors tonight and also remind you guys of some upcoming events coming up this weekend. So this weekend, we have the Whole Woman Experience retreat that's coming up. It's their fourth annual retreat, and it's hosted by Miss Natalie Warren. I tell y'all, Natalie Warren Gray, she has been phenomenal. She's a counselor. She's a minister. She is absolutely amazing, and she's helping change the lives of many. And that is this coming weekend at the in Stone Mountain at the Evergreens. And the topic is Relax, Relate, Release. For more information, go visit www.thewholewomanexperience.com. Again, that's www.thewholewomanexperience.com. Everything's spelled out, and that's the entire weekend, October the 26th through the 28th. I do have the opportunity of being able to be a part of these great women. I'm going to be leading their game show on Friday night as they're doing their meet and greeting and having a good time. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Ms. Natalie Warren. So we are so, so excited about that event. Again, that's October 26th through 28th in Stone Mountain. It's called The Whole Woman Experience presents their fourth annual Transformative Retreat, Relax, Relate, Release, www.thewholewomanexperience.com. Then we have the Gospel Stage Play, God's Love, Can You Hear Me? And this is a stage play that's written by Mr. Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell. They're both educators that wrote this awesome, awesome play. It's called God's Love, Can You Hear Me? It will be held this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Rockdale County Auditorium, located at 903 North Main Street, Conyers, Georgia, 30012. For more information, you can contact Mr. Hines at 770-883-6828. Again, that's October 27th at 3 p.m. That's this coming Saturday. Tickets ahead of time, pre-sale tickets are $15. At the door, there will be $20. Again, that is this coming Saturday, 3 p.m., Rockdale County Auditorium, 903 North Main Street, Northwest, Conyers, Georgia. So guys, go on out and support that awesome, awesome play. We'll be talking about autism and bullying and so many other things. So go out and support a great cause, and I'm telling you, you're going to truly enjoy yourself. So much going on. You have the transformative retreat for the women for the weekend. You have the play for the afternoon on that Saturday. For those that are in Tifton, Georgia, you have the experience coming up in Tifton, Georgia. That it will be 6:30 p.m. and Tifton, and you can look on my page on the Kingdom Works International page to find out more about that. And I think that's all of our announcements for the events. Now, another event that's coming up, November the 10th, one of our sponsors for the month, we have Miss Kim Mays is actually releasing her new book, For Husbands, Three Divorces, Two Lovers, One God. It is a life story of how God has blessed her and her transformation, her walk in life. Again, that is Saturday, November 10th. That is going to be held at Mountain Park Aquatic Center and Activity Building at 1063 Rock Bridge Road, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30087, November 10th. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Mountain Park Aquatic Center and Activity Building, 1063 Rockbridge Road, Stone Mountain, Georgia. We have, and go ahead and mark your calendars for that, as well as December the 9th, there will be a Santa's Holiday Jubilee. It's a huge toy giveaway. It's going to be hosted by BBP Productions. Tickets are only $5 to attend. You bring your children in for free. They're going to have all kind of vendors and things of that nature. I will be there with the vendors. I'll be doing the media portion as well as my sister, Joyce White. I tell you guys, this is going to be a powerful show tonight because I've had technical difficulties. And I normally don't have technical difficulties as we're announcing the announcement, so we already know what God is doing in this hour, but the devil is a liar and nothing's going to be stopped. So I just want to make sure that all of the announcements were made. That was market calendar December the 9th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. That is called Santa's Holiday Jubilee. The kids get in free. Adults, you're $5, but you're going to be able to buy some great, great great things. They're going to be giving away toys and stuff to children. It's going to be held at the Dawn Event Center at 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia, 30031. Again, it will be Joyce White and myself as the people working the media portion. And then we're just excited about the opportunity to be with so many entrepreneurs, so many beautiful women and men that are getting the job done and, you know, getting an opportunity to be a blessing to others, but also get a jump start on your Christmas shopping. So, again, that's December 9th, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Dawn Event Center, 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia, 30031. And the event, again, is called Santa's Holiday Jubilee. And you can purchase your $5 tickets on Eventbrite.com. Again, thank you all for the opportunity of being a part of that media session over there. And so, guys, tonight's show, we're going to jump into the show. And tonight's show, I tell y'all, when I tell you an hour ago, I had no clue what we were going to be talking about. I was like, okay, Lord, where are we going? Where are we going? Because our original guest, she wasn't able to join us tonight. And so plan B, that didn't happen either. So I said, okay, God, I know it's just you and me. And the Holy Spirit said, right around the 7:30 hour, he said, I have graced you for this. And so he reminded me of a word he had me release coming down the mountain. Coming back from Nashville, he also reminded me of that word. So I'm going to say some things to you. We're just going to try to converse about some things, and then I'm going to open up the lines. If you want to share, you want to share how any of this word touched you. I'm going to give you some scriptures because he gave me the scriptures within the last 5 minutes of me jumping on to open them up and getting the show started. So here we go. So the thing that the Lord said to me, as he was sharing with me what we were going to talk about tonight, he said, I've graced you for this. So for those of you, whether you're listening by phone, by internet, if you're listening to the recording, you know, you've been through some things. You may currently be going through some things, but the Lord said, I've graced you for this. So, you know, sometimes you see things and it comes as a mirage and a facade sometimes because it's trying to steer you off course, but I'm not going to jump into that quite yet. But the thing that the Lord gave me last week as I was coming back from Nashville, he said, tell the people it's time to trust and move. So trusting and moving, understand that sometimes that faith walk has to be a part of that trust and move. So now it don't look completely like what you're used to or what you even thought you were familiar with, but when you're in this faith walk, it's not going to look familiar. So you got to be, as God told me, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So you got to get comfortable in that place of being uncomfortable and just trust times when you are on assignment, and this is what he gave me. He said, many times when you're on assignment to do my will, then there are many distractions that's trying to keep you off task and take your focus. It's in this time that you must truly stay in my faith and be directed by my spirit. He says, let my spirit be your navigator through the smoke and the cloudiness. So understand that you do have the power and authority to speak to those things and call them what they are. But as you're speaking to those things, you continue to be led by my spirit, he says, and move forth as I'm leading, by my leading, because you don't want to be moved by emotion or your feelings, and emotions in this hour, because you don't have time for that. So in that place of, you know, trusting and moving, make sure you're trusting and moving by and being led and moved by His Spirit. And then he said to me, he said, understand that your surroundings need to be clear and pure. And when I say your surroundings need to be clear and pure, I mean the people that are on your front row, the people who are your inner court, they need to have God's heart, because if they have God's heart and they have your heart, then you're all on one accord. You don't need anyone. Yeah, I know we're doing the will of the Lord and the work of the Lord. I apologize for the interference, but nothing's being stopped, and we already understand. So that first point he told us was understand that he's graced us this. But then he said trust and move and be led by his Spirit, not by our feelings, our emotions. Just be led by him, not by what people even telling you either. And then that second part of that, he was saying your surroundings need to be clear and pure. So in this time, you want to ensure that your surroundings are that of that are Spirit-led and led by him. They're like-minded like you. They have his heart. They have your vision. They understand the purpose and the plan, because if they're not and they're coming as a distraction, they can't be in your inner court in this hour. Because what he says, he's saying he needs people who are going to encourage you in this point, at this point, not to push. They're going to encourage and push you, but not be a deterrent or frustration to you. So in this hour, your inner circle, your inner gate, your front row, they have to be encouragers and pushers to the purpose. They cannot be a distraction or a deterrent. You don't need that, because you got enough going on that's trying to come. Okay, so your inner circle, they got to be it's got to be clear and pure. And I give God praise, because there were some things that were trying to come and distort my vision. And when they were coming at me, things were coming at me, I thank God for the people on the inner court, you know, the intercessors that are my sisters in Christ and my brothers in Christ that have been able to say, you know what, woman of God, you already know what this is. What God take you to do, you know? And so, yes, you as that intercessor, you as that whatever God has called you to be, that teacher, that pastor, whatever, the prophet that he's called you to be in this hour, you got to make sure that, yes, you stay in his face, but the people who are in your ear, that they have your heart, they have his heart, but they have yours as well, because you don't have time for anything less. So the people need to be able to push you and lift you up when things are trying to tell you other than, because you will see some things that tell you other than. Your bank account may tell you other than, but God says move. Your whatever may be telling you something opposite of what God is telling you, but you got to trust him in this hour and keep moving. You got to keep moving forward, but you got to move forward by his Spirit. Amen. And then the next portion, he says, stay the course. And I was like, all right, Lord. He says, stay the course. So there is someone at the end of this journey that thinks he or she, that they can't make it. They're at that point where they're like, I can't do this. They're throwing in the towel. They're wanting to give up. But you completed the journey, and guess what? Because you stayed the course, guess what? You can grab them by the hand. You can lock arms with them and say, sister, I've been there. Brother, I've been there. And because I've been there, let me tell you what he did for me. Let me tell you. And so you can help them and pull them along and push them along and help them understand that it's not even what it looked like. It's all about his Spirit leading you as you're going. Because many times in this faith walk, you're like, oh, God, I don't even understand. But he says, I got you, baby. I live and dwell in you. So you just go ahead and live from the inside out. It says, let me live and dwell in you and direct you. So stay the course. So number one, he said, trust and move, because he's graced you for this. He says, understand, make sure that your surroundings are pure and clear. And then he says, it's time to make sure that you stay the course. And I'm like, okay, God. So the scriptures that he gave me right before I jumped on, he said, remind them of your favorite scripture, which is Jeremiah 29:11. And the Good News Translation says this, I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to give you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. So understand that your hope and your future in him He is not going to fail you. He says, oh, my plan is to prosper you, not to give you a disaster. So what you see may not line up with what you thought you'd see, but understand it's for the purpose and the perfect will that it's going to work out. It's already worked out. You just got to go ahead and continue walking. All right, and then we have, that was Jeremiah 29:11 coming from the Good News Bible Translation. Now we have Amplified Version, and this one is Isaiah 26:4. Isaiah 26:4 says in Amplified, trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. So things may change, your surroundings may change, people may change, but he said, I'm your rock. I'm never changing. Everything that I am is always the same. I'm that same Father. I'm that same God that delivered you out of that last. Guys, I already know this is like the third technical issue, but y'all know what? God gets the glory. Hallelujah. So we're continuing until he tells us otherwise. We're moving forth in this thing. So that scripture I was reading to you was Isaiah 26:4, Amplified Version. And again, it read, in the event that you didn't hear some of it, it was trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord your God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. So things may change, circumstances may change, people may change, but he says he's never changing. He's your rock and shield. And that was Isaiah 26:4, Amplified. Then he moved us to Psalms 115:11, Amplified. That was Psalms 115:11, Amplified says, you who reverently fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. So during that time that you see all these distractions pop up, he said, I'm your shield and I'm your help. He's just reminding you that he's your shield and your help. Hallelujah. And the final scripture he reminded me of was Proverbs, Amplified Version again, Proverbs 3:5. And he says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. So, you know, we know that scripture all too well. But he says, don't trust in your insight or your own understanding, but trust confidently in me. Not just trust in him. He said, trust confidently. The Amplified Version says, trust confidently in me. And I tell you, that blessed me as he was releasing this to me, y'all. I don't know who this is for, but many times we are the first partakers of that word. It blessed me to the point where tears were running as he was giving me the words to share. So I hope it's blessed someone. I hope it's blessing someone. I hope it blesses the person that will listen to the recording. But I tell you, I know it's doing what it's supposed to do, because we wouldn't have had three times of having technical difficulties within the first 18 minutes of the show. So I know the purpose and the plan of God is what we're on assignment to do. So understand where you are, and things may not look exactly like you plan them to look, for them to look, but they're exactly where they need to be in this hour. And all you got to do is make sure that you understand that you've been graced for it. Understand that he says to trust and move. Yes, at this point, it may be a faith walk for you, because I know the Lord told me your life is about to be a faith walk, and Lord have mercy, has it been that? But I'm telling you, when you trust in him, it works out so much better than you would even try to put your hands to it and make it work out. Your surroundings need to be clear and pure, which means the people around you need to have your heart, have his heart, and also have your heart and your best interests. Or if they have ulterior motives, they don't need to be on your front row. You don't have time for the distractions or the negativity in this hour. And then finally, it's time for you to stay the course, reminding you that it's time to stay the course, move forth, and trust him in this hour. I tell y'all, this was not the plan tonight, because I had a guest, and that didn't work out. She had had another engagement. Something had come up. Plan B did not work out. So I give God praise that his plan ultimately was fulfilled, and that was giving me these words to share with you tonight. About 45 minutes ago, he started downloading them into me, and so I'm sharing them with you. And so I bless God for it. I pray that this has been a blessing to someone, whether you're listening by phone, by internet, or by the recording. I pray that it was a blessing to you. I'm going to open the lines in the event that someone has a question, a comment, or anything that you want to share that, you know, maybe the Lord placed in your heart that that was said and then how it impacted you, whatever. We're going to open the lines. If you're listening by internet, you got to dial in, 929-477-2178. Press option 1. If you're listening by phone, press option 1, and you can share at this time. Again, that number is 929-477-2178, option 1. And I'll bring you on if you have a question, comment, or if there's been something that said that blessed you, you can just, you know, share, because I'm sure there's someone else that needs to hear what you have to say. I've had so many people that share with me after the show via chat, via text, and I'm telling you, what you're saying to me after the show, someone else needs to hear it, because I'm telling you, it probably impacted them the same way, but many times they're too. Yeah, no, this is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. We have been live for 23 minutes, and the connection has dropped 4 times. So you know you're in the will of God when the enemy don't even want somebody to be blessed. But we're still going to open up the phone lines, and for those of you who want to share, press 1 if you're already on the phone line. That's 929-477-2178. Press 1 if you are listening by internet. Then you can go ahead and dial that number and press 1, and you'll be able to share, because there's someone that needs to hear what it is you have to say. I'm telling you, God is just so faithful. Many times we're in this place and we're seeing things that are breaking down. We're seeing things that are coming against you. You're seeing, you know, whatever you're seeing, understand you've been graced for this. So I just, it blessed me as the Lord gave me that, and it blesses me to be able to share with you. And it blesses me even through the technical difficulties that we're pressing our way and sharing what he's saying, because that's how you know you're on assignment, because you have all the garbage that's coming against you, but you still press your way and you move forth in what he's called you to do. So with or without the technical difficulties, with or without whatever it is, press your way forward and move to the promise that he's called you to, because I promise you, he won't fail you. He's incapable of failing you. He loves you too much to let you fail, and he loves you too much to let you fall. Amen. So I guess everybody's going to be shy tonight. So I guess I'm going to remind you guys of, if any of you missed the announcements, I want to remind you guys, I want to remind you guys of the upcoming events. This coming weekend, you had the play, God's Love. Can you hear me? And that's coming up this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Rockdale Auditorium, 3 p.m. That is 903 North Main Street. Tickets in advance are $15. Tickets at the door, $20. And it's a play written by Mr. Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell. And it is a story of love, God's love, story of love, as well as talking about autism, bullying, and things of that nature. It's bringing awareness, raising awareness to autism. So you'll be supporting a great cause as well as a great play. And then we have the Transformative Retreat, October the 26th through the 28th. That's their 4th annual retreat. Relax, Relate, Release is their theme. And I will be doing their Friday night game show host. So I'm excited about that with the ladies. And then we have November 10th. We have Ms. Kim Mays will be, she will be doing her release party for her book. And then we have the December 10th event, where we have the Santa's Helper event. And so, guys, y'all want to go out, take a look at my page. All of these things will be out there. They're on the Instagram page, Facebook, as well as Twitter. So if you have any questions, make sure you go out and check everything out. For those of you who have any additional questions or comments, I guess y'all a little shy tonight, so we're going to move forward and move on. But God bless you. I hope that blessed you tonight because it blessed me as he downloaded it to me. So we will be back same time, same place next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time I'm not even going to say a person because we're going to let God do it. So I will talk to you guys next week, same time, same place. This is Aaliyah Butler, Miss Ofer Inspire. Love you guys. Your week is blessed because your life is blessed. Have a great week. Oh,